You're listening to SBS News.
Today's treatment for the HIV virus may not exist without Professor David Cooper, the pioneering Sydney researcher who authored or co-authored over 800 academic papers, died in March from a rare auto-inflammatory disease at age 68. Professor Cooper was at the heart of the research after the HIV epidemic reached Australia in the early 1980s, and he went on to become a world authority on the virus. Former High Court Judge Michael Kirby, a close friend, says Professor Cooper's work saved the lives of people around the world.
He has a tremendous legacy, really world-class and cutting-edge, and has had a big influence not only in Australia, but in our neighbouring countries, Indonesia, Thailand, Papua New Guinea, countries of the Pacific and countries of Asia. He was a real friend to humanity.
In the early 1980s, Professor Cooper viewed blood samples in the United States from gay men who'd been ravaged by the then unknown virus. After returning to the Sydney suburb of Darlinghurst and seeing similar samples surfacing in the city's LGBTIQ community, he made finding a cure for HIV and destigmatizing it the focus of his work. His research helped define the so-called seroconversion illness, the stage at which the HIV infection begins to cultivate. Professor Cooper would then go on to oversee trials leading to the discovery of the treatments available today. In 1991, he was named chairman of the World Health Organization's Global AIDS Program and was made an officer in the General Division of the Order of Australia at the turn of the century. Michael Kirby says Professor Cooper was a unique scientist.
Top scientists, like top professionals everywhere, tend to be very driven by ego, by focus, and not always to be kind and loving. Now, David Cooper never forgot that he was a physician first and a scientist second.
David Cooper was born in Sydney in 1949 to Annie and Max Cooper, a young Jewish couple whose families arrived in Australia via Britain and Poland, respectively. He began studying medicine at the University of Sydney when he was just 15 years old. And by the time he graduated in 1972, he'd already been given first-class honours and been published in medical journals. Jewish observers say Professor Cooper's work typified a concept of Judaism called Tikkun Olam, or repairing the world. He told the ABC in 2015 that his Jewish background helped him empathise with patients, many of whom came from marginalised communities. He pointed back to medical school, when he had studied with many other young Jewish students.
I think that my values were very much formed around these young people whose parents were Holocaust survivors, and that because we were Jews, we were different, and we were persecuted because of that. I sort of saw the same sort of thing in the vulnerable patient populations that we dealt with, such as gay men or injectors or sex workers.
Professor Cooper's patients remember a man who was willing and able to help them when no one else could. David Paulson met Professor Cooper in 1990. Mr. Paulson says from the moment they met, Professor Cooper became not only the best doctor he ever had, but also a dear friend.
David was an incredible person. He was, he listened, he was caring, but not only that, he had time for everyone. He always made sure that I was happy with what he would like to have done.
Mr. Paulson says Professor Cooper always made himself available to everyone.
I had many people, many dear friends back in the early days of the HIV/AIDS crisis who were very sick. And I asked David, would he see them? And he always said yes. He never said no. He was always available for everyone.
Professor Cooper worked up to the time of his death, setting up an infectious disease partnership in Myanmar just last year. His long supportive family has remembered him as a man with a big intellect and heart. The world will remember him as the man who helped turn a death sentence into a renewed zest for life. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.